Hello to everyone. I'm reaching out on today to all my brothers out here in this world who have been hurt and rejected by those that said they love you. I'm reaching out because me, myself, and I has went through a series of disappointments involving relationships, and what we have to understand is that nothing is perfect and no one is perfect, and the only way you're going to reach that potential that you need is through your trust and faith in God. People will let you down. I don't care who it is. It could be your mother or your father. You cannot be trusting people. Your children can let you down. A series of people can let you down. So what you have to do is make sure that you understand who God is. If you don't know who God is, this is a good time for you to know who He is and why He created you like He did. Went through a series of disappointments. And even now, you face questions on some things. But through it all, I have to trust God. Cannot trust in myself. Cannot trust in man. Have to trust in God. All I know is that the God I serve is a living God. You, my friend, you must do the same. This is my very first podcast. It'll be short, but it's going to be sweet, straight to the point. Why straight to the point? Straight to the point because of the fact that when we deal with God on a personal basis, then guess what? He's straight to the point. And in order for Him to remain the same, He has to know who He is. So my question to you is, do you know who God is? Do you know about the Savior of this world? Do you know? It's one thing to know who you are and who your parents are, but if you don't know who created them and where they come from, you have to struggle with who you are. And it's not God's purpose for a man to struggle and be in the same place as he has been for years. It was the Samaritans that believed in Christ. And that was because the word of the woman had testified of who he was. The Samaritan woman who was at the well. And so they believe because of him. And many more that believe also. So we have to be like the Samaritans and believe. In John 4:39, it's talking about the Samaritans who believed in God. The Samaritan woman, she went and she was telling of Christ. But guess what? They believed not because of what she said, but because they had already saw him and heard of him. And they witnessed with their own eyes. So by the time you go and you share this good news with somebody else, they're going to already be ready for this word, and you have to believe that. Many men are stuck in situations right now. I myself have been stuck in a situation of going through this divorce, but you know, I just have to trust in God and not be a partaker of the evilness of this season. So you can't go out bashing and gossiping and doing the things that my flesh would want to do. But I have to stay focused on God. Stay focused on doing what's right. I'm not perfect. I ain't gonna never be perfect. But I'm stay focused on what's right unto God. And I'll let Him sort out everything else. So my brothers, you have to do the same. If that woman is doing all kind of hateful stuff and they try to destroy you, You have to listen to this, and you have to say within yourself that you will not fall into the hands of the enemy. You will not fall into the hands of the enemy. If you fall into the hands of the enemy, that means you have taken on the character of your enemy, because you are in a situation or you're in a position to where you don't know how to fight your way out. Now, the best thing I could tell you is learn how to survive with God. Not with man, but with God. That means having a fasted life and a prayed up life. Those two things right there, a fasted life and a prayed up life. And if you had that fasted life and that prayed up life, God got you the rest of the way. But you have to believe that. Not nobody else but you. Do you understand that? You have to believe that. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but through him that the world may be saved. So, if he come not to condemn the world, but to save the world, that means there is a level and a door open of compassion just for you. I don't care what has happened. I don't care what you have done. Amen. You get it right with God. You get it right with God. You repent, get it right with God, and you let him bring you through whatever else needs to be happen or whatever situations need to come forth in order for him to deliver you from the stage that you're in. Right? So, I'm about to cut this short, but just know that God is on your side. I will make another video, preferably tomorrow, and we'll go on from there. But just know, if nothing else, that God loves you. He loves you. You're called according to his purpose because of the simple fact he has a need of you. So, listen to this. In Romans, the 8th chapter, the 37th verse, this is one that, or let's do the 36 and the 37th verse. And as we know that nothing shall separate us from the love of God if we be planted and not moved. So here we go, 36. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. So even though the enemy wishes to take your life, yet you are more than a conqueror. Hang in there. I don't care what happens. I don't care if you got to go to jail for a couple of months. Hang in there. I don't care if you have to be homeless for a few months. Hang in there, because there is a brighter day. All right? God bless you. Hang in there. Let me know how you like the video.